Fraser and Natalie Haas, and you're listening to them on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. Up next is Chuck Brodsky, singer-songwriter, teller of tales about the ball and glove, life and love, and how appropriate for all you baseball fans that baseball season finally started back up again. So here's Chuck Brodsky to tell you a story about a what he calls the phenom. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN, your community radio station.
Round the phenom cameras flash, even when he just plays catch. Way off down the third baseline, fans of things for him to sign. Spotlight follows him around, same thing in every town. Journalists and TV crews, articles and interviews. Phenom in his senior year, not even old enough to drink a beer. Hit 100 on the radar gun, with a changeup that was 91. Even then he packed the stands, as many scouts as there were fans. Every pitch they charted and graphed, he was the first pick of the draft. $30 million guaranteed, whether or not the kid ever succeeds. His teammates draw grand a month. Sometimes a phenom picks up the tab for lunch. Well, you can't blame him, it's not his fault. The team was willing to open the ball. No question that the kid can pitch. Someday he might make all of them rich. Drives a luxury car along the road to being a star. There's a guy in every neighborhood bar showing off his elbow scar. He can't see the end lists. No one's ever seen anything like this. Dying man made one last wish. It was to live to see the Phenom pitch. Farm, him and his 24 carat arm. Now every hiccup is a cause for alarm. Better not step on the foul line. Better wear lucky charms. Sometime around the end of May, they moved him up to AA. And it's still the same, home or away. Rain or shine, night or day. Every game is a sellout crowd. The kid keeps getting the batters out. The talk show callers all say so. Phenom's ready for the show. Yeah, the talk show callers all say so.
Is there- kindred lines find their way back to the core. We share our burdens, rise above the ashes. Besides, I can't ignore their troubles at my door. Oh, this blood is thicker.
And there you have the spellbinding harmony of Erica, Rachel, and Chloe, collectively known as the T Sisters. And just prior to that, you heard Chuck Brodsky. And you're listening to Locomotion with Shane, and I'm doing a little thank you tribute to the Oak Song Society for all the good music they brought us here during this winter series. And we're going to be hearing a nice little tune by Slade Cleaves in just a moment. But first, I want to let you folks up here in the Intermountain area know about an event that's going to be taking place next Saturday in Oak Run. You know, Oak Run Volunteer Fire Department is actively looking for firefighter recruits. And they're going to be having an annual fire prevention event next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Oak Run Fire Hall. And this drought has made our fire danger risks extremely high. And they want to make sure that you are in compliance with the Cal Fire clearing regulations and that your insurance is all good. And they're going to be doing that with this little fire prevention event. They're going to be starting the morning off with a free continental breakfast. And there's going to be valuable information about fire prevention services, including live demonstrations with fire engines, helicopters, and more. You can learn about helicopter ambulance services that are available at a discounted rate to the local residents and watch a helicopter loading demonstration. And you can also learn what you can do to make your home and our community fire safe. And remember, you got to create that defensible space. You can get all that information, have your questions answered, as Cal Fire and Firestorm will be there. And as they're also looking for the Oak Run Volunteer Fire Department auxiliary members. You can come support the Oak Run Volunteer Fire Departments any way you're able with a tax-deductible donation, working with other community members during fire season to prepare or supply food and water to firefighters, assist in the evacuation and or temporary housing of pets and livestock. Lots of stuff, lots of good things. You can also help with fundraisers. Once again, the fire prevention event is going to be April 10th, next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you would like to get more information, you can call Stephen at 472-1982, or Eunice Eunice is one of the owners of Oak Run Store, and she is one of our volunteer auxiliary ladies, and her number is 472-1390. And once again, next Saturday. Okay, here he is, as promised, on Locomotion with Shane, Slade Cleaves, brought to you by the Oak Song Societies. If you are interested in any of these artists that I'm playing today, you can go to oaksongs.org. And don't forget, tonight is their last concert, and it's going to be until October. They'll come back in October with another winter series. But tonight, they're going to be playing Dan Crary, Steve Spurgeon, and Bill Evans, legendary folk bluegrass flat pickers trio. We'll be hearing some of them up here in a little bit on Locomotion, but here he is, Slade Cleaves.
Oh. all the stories I could tell, all the places I have seen. My engine block is covered in blood, and my veins are pumping gasoline. From Oxahatchee to Rabbit Hash, I felt that steel belt song. And every exit looks the same, I guess I've been on the road too long. I'm out for 7 weeks this time, I can't remember where I've been. I'm always one day closer to home, and then I go right back out again. My wife is not a jealous kind, but she's singing a sad, sad song. I think I missed another Valentine's. I guess I've been on the road too long. Well, the rows of corn are flashing by, broken white lines too. The mud splatter, the CB chatters. Nothing matters more than getting back to you. Get back to you. Think twice before you follow me. There's not a lot of glory on the road. It's safe and warm inside the van, but this Motel 6 is cold. Diner fries, diesel smoke, you won't be young for long. My brain is bent, my body broke. I guess I've been on the road too long. All the stories I could tell, all the places I have seen. Engine block is covered in blood, and my veins are pumping gasoline. From Damariscotta to Denton, I feel that steel belt song. And every exit looks the same. I guess I've been on the road too long. And every exit looks the same. I guess I've been on the road too long.
On a curb without a nickel, a pretty young girl passed by on her bicycle. And I must confess I was a little bored. When she passed me, my spirit soared. One thing about her made me change my mind. She's got a sweet ocole. Yes, a sweet ocole. How I love her sweet ocole.
It out, I bet.
Three young men, they walked into a tavern, and you think that a glass of beer is what they are after. But they stand alone in the candlelight, stare intensely at the many sights, wonder which one they're gonna take home tonight. They want that sweet ocole. Yes, the sweet ocole. They love the sweet ocole.
If you're thinking, is he singing what I think he's singing about? The answer is yes, I am.
Strong young wrestler from Hawaii. He built his big strong body eating sashimi. And the girls would scream wherever he went. It wasn't cause he's intelligent. The only scream when he put on the tight black shorts. They want that sweet ocole. sweet Okole, how they love my sweet Okole.
It's not the hair, it's not the eyes, it's not the smile. If you think it's smile, it's not the smile. It's not the dimples in the cheeks. Nope. The other cheeks. Sweet Okole by the Beamer Brothers.
And yeah, that was the Ukulele Boys. They played with George Kahumoku Jr. and special guest Daniel Hole in February at Oak Song's Winter Concert Series. And the Ukulele Boys are first cousins Peter DeAquino and Garrett Probst. And you're listening to Locomotion with Shane as we pay tribute to the Oak Song Society's 2014-2015 Winter Series that's wrapping up tonight with Dan Crary, Steve Spurgeon, and Bill Evans. And up next, we're going to be hearing a little song from John Smith, singer, songwriter, poet, storyteller, wordsmith. He played here last March. Once again, I'd like to thank the Oak Song Society for making all this fine music available to Locomotion and our KKRN listeners. And, you know, we are listener-supported. KKRN is, we're very non-profit. Going to be having our fundraiser here at the end of the month on April 27th. And if you haven't had the opportunity to become a part of our KKRN family, that would be a great time. And as always, our weekly fun drive ends on the Sunday with a world-famous all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. I believe it's all you can eat. we'll talk more about that as that comes up. So here he is, John Smith. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN. Time is 12:37.
My drinking days are over. No more nights at the carousel. My buddies say they're gonna miss me, but who could ever tell? I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble-bound. I used to hang at the Horseshoe. You'd see me spinning at the Broken Spoke. I'd take my gal to the Gaslight. We lived on whiskey and smoke. Don't know how it all...
Okay, you can tell this is live radio. Is if you know John Smith, that wasn't John Smith. That was Slade Cleave. So let me try a do-over. You'll bear with me, won't you, folks? Okay, here he is, really. This is really John Smith, singer, songwriter, poet, storyteller, and wordsmith.
I was sitting in a pub in County Kerry, in the middle of a session, feeling merry. Penny whistles a whistling, singers singing, fiddlers fiddling around. Then 12:30, Mary Black herself said, "Sing one," and offered a chair. Next thing I remember, we were singing together. I could have died and went to heaven right there. I was sitting in the middle of a moment, smack dab in the here and now. Snug as a bug in an old shack, happy as a circus clown. So pinch me please, three glory bees, ain't that the cat's meow? I was sitting in the middle of a moment, smack dab in the here and now. Well, I got grandkids and one grandbubba, born at home in the bathroom, bless his mama. The midwife made the announcement, 10 pounds, 14 ounces. We all started jumping around. He's gonna be a linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. We're getting Caesar tickets somehow. But Bubba couldn't care less. He found Mama's breast. He's living in the present now. He was born in the middle of a moment, smack dab in the here and now. Snug as a bug in an old shag rug, happy as a circus clown. So
so pinch and please, three glory bees, ain't that the cat's meow? He was born in the middle of a moment, smack dab in the here and now. Such a big hurry, I had to go like a racehorse at the derby. And in my trying to be quicker, I caught myself in my zipper. Could have heard me screaming way downtown. I fell down on my knees, I prayed, St. Peter, please help me out of this pinch somehow. Now I'm confessing, I learned my lesson. I'm gonna learn to slow things down. I was stuck in the middle of a moment, smack dab in the here and now. Snug as a bug in an old shag rug, I was crying like a circus clown. So pinch me please, three glory bees, ain't that the cat's meow? I was stuck in the middle of a moment, smack dab in the here and now. I was sitting in the middle of a moment, smack dab in the here and now.
Okay, hey, yeah, back with Locomotion Machine, and that was John Smith. Sorry about that little mix-up. Here's another little event that's going to be taking place next Saturday at the Shasta College Diesel Technology and 4x4 Club. There's presenting an unlimited vehicle and equipment show and swap meet. All vehicles are welcome. And once again, that's next Saturday, rain or shine. It's going to start at 7:30 a.m., run till 3:30 p.m. It's going to take place at the Shasta College East parking lot. And there's going to be food and refreshments available, entertainment and activities, door prizes must be present to win. The judging begins at 9:30 a.m. For admission, registration, or swap meet table prices, you can call Casey at 640-2365 or Ray at 242-2213. All right, yeah, it's that time of year. We're going to start having car shows again, aren't we? April cool nights, or cool April nights, and gosh, Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce is going to be having a show and shine. Well, you have to listen to the community calendar to find out about that, because the community calendar, it is put out twice a day, just prior to the 7 a.m. and just prior to the 4 p.m. hours. And if you are a nonprofit group and would like to have your events put on the community calendar, you need to send your event notices in 2 weeks in advance to Shane, S-S-H-A-N-E, at kkrn.org, or you can send your information to info@kkrn.org. Coming up next on Locomotion, we're going to be hearing a duet of some of the finest bluegrass ladies out there. I'm talking about Lori Lewis and Kathy Kalick, and they just played here in March 27th. They played at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, and Lori Lewis and Kathy Kalick both are founding members of the Good Old Persons, and we're going to hear a song off of their newly released CD. It's called Lori and Kathy Sing the Songs of Vern and Ray, and the song we're going to play for you today is called My Clinch Mountain Home. I want to thank you for tuning in to KKRN. Like us on Facebook, won't you? And remember, you can always help keep KKRN on the air by going to our homepage, kkrn.org. Click on the Donate tab. Okay, here's Kathy Kalick and Lori Lewis.
In the hills far away, on a sunny mountainside, many years ago we parted, my own true love and I, at my old Clinch Mountain home. breast. I told her I would wed her when I came back from the west to my old Lynch Mountain home. Carry me back to old Virginia, back to my old mountain home. Carry me back to old Virginia, back to my Clinch Mountain home. Hi, the said, don't go, my darling, it almost breaks my heart to think of you so far away. In my hand I hold a picture of the old home far away, and in the other one, my darling, I'm dreaming of today on that sunny mountainside. Carry me back to old Virginia, back to my old mountain home. Carry me back to old Virginia, back to my Clinch Mountain home. Hi-yo.
Some fine picking and singing, and I did thoroughly enjoy that concert too. Laura Lewis and Kathy Callig. And here's another announcement for you. You know, that's for an event that's taking place here in the near future, on the 25th of April. The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival is going to be happening again with a free community-wide event. It takes place at the City Hall there in Sculpture Park on Cypress Avenue. It's going to be over 120 exhibitors. There's going to be live auctions, and there's all kinds of activities. And this year, there's going to be music on two stages. And their little flyer here says, Music Rocks the Festival, an incredible day of free music on two stages featuring performers from Miracle Mile Records. Some of those performers will be Jonathan Foster, Jim Dyer Band, the Nick Champy Band, Marvin and Marcy Allen, also featuring the Intertribal Youth Council Dancers, the Wicked Wahinis, as well as Sarah Ray, Fire Dancer, as well as the U-Prep String Ensemble and the Reading School of the Arts, all going to be there at the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, April 25th. And that's going to take place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Once again, that'll be at City Hall and Sculpture Park. Lots of activities happening now here in the North State here during this great time of year. You know, on the way over here, couldn't help but noticing the wild roses are in bloom and the lilac and the dogwoods in bloom. And gosh, it's just a great time to be alive and living in the Intermountain area, isn't it? Okay, well, we got a couple of groups, a couple more players here that I want to get out to you before the show is over. And this is a group that's going to be playing tonight at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. It's Dan Crary, Steve Spurgeon, and Bill Evans. And the door opens at 7:15 at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. The event takes place at 8 p.m. You can get your tickets at the door. But if you get your tickets at the door, you want to bring cash or check. They don't take plastic at the door. And if you are a student with a valid ID, 18 and under, you can get in for half price. If you would like to get your tickets now, you can get them at the Music Connection. You can give them a call at 223-2040, or they're located at 3086 Bocelli Lane there in Reading. And you can get all kinds of info of the artists that you've been hearing today, as well as the group you're going to hear tonight, if you go at oaksongs.org, and Oaksongs has a Facebook page as well. Let me tell you what's coming up after Locomotion with Shane here on KKRN. It's going to be Country Fried Rock. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to hear Juke in the Back. That'll be followed up Dead to the World. Then we go into our news program hours. You know, thinking of, in thanks of the Oak Song Society, I want to thank one of the members, Barry Hazel. He's on the KKRN family now, as he brings you his program every Sunday at 7 p.m. It's a Shasta Serenade with Barry Hazel. And you'll hear some of the musicians that you've been hearing today on Barry's show, as well as all kinds of good stuff. Barry is a very accomplished music bringer. I don't know if that's the correct terminology, but yeah, he's a very good addition to KKRN, and we thank Barry for being on board. Okay, this next song we're going to be hearing is off of Dan Crary and Thunderstorms, Perfect Storm CD, and I've chosen a song that's called One More Dollar, and I chose this one because it has Dan Crary in it playing his 12-string guitar. And Steve Spurgeon is in this as well, doing the lead vocals. And this is a Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings cover song. So here they are, Dan Crary and Thunderstorm. And we'll be hearing a Bill Evans tune here in just a moment. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. Dan Crary with One More Dollar. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN 88.5 FM.
A long time ago, I left my home for a job in the fruit trees. But I miss those hills with the windy pines, for their song seemed to suit me. I sent my wages to my home, said we'd soon be together. Oh, the next good crop will pay my way, and I'd come home forever. One more dime to show for my day, one more dollar, and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. There's one more dollar and I'm going home. I boss at the bunkhouse door. There's a freeze on the branches. So when the dice came out at the bar downtown, I rode and took my chances. One more dime to show for my day. One more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll live alone. One more dollar and I'm going home. Passing 20. Could you spare a coin and a Christian prayer? For my luck has turned against me. One more dime to show for my day. One more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar and I'm going home. One more dollar, I'm going home.
Up next on Locomotion, we're going to be hearing from Bill Evans. That's going to take us out of the program hour. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'll be back next week. And this song we're going to be hearing is from Bill Evans, the In Good Company CD, and it's called Some of the Creek. It's a Bill Evans tune, and Bill will be playing on the banjo, David Greer guitar, Mike Marshall on the mandolin, and Tashina and Tristan Claridge are on the fiddles. You know, they're the bee eaters, as well as Todd Phillips on bass. All right, folks, have a great weekend. Here he is, Bill Evans, and they will be playing tonight, Dan Crary, Steve Spurgeon, and Bill Evans, at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. Get all that information at oaksongs.org. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN, your local community radio station. WKRN is made possible by listeners like you and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State News, color, and commentary